What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's start with the hot part. What's hot in the market right now?
You know, you got to go with soybeans and corn. Both of those markets, even though we had a little bit of a retracement on Friday after USDA's first report, you know, since since September, you know, we had a little bit of profit taking, a little bit of a retracement. But still, those two markets are sitting up, you know, above or right at the resistance level. You know, the December corn right around that 435 area. We're looking at January beans right around that 1135 area, 45 area. So, you know, it does look like they want to try to make a breakout to the next level, to the next level higher. So right now, I have to say that it's corn and soybeans that continue to lead the market, and the stock market that continues to have, it's in its upper trading ranges.
Over on the other side of the coin, what is not hot in the market now?
You know, you got to put wheat into that category. Is it still down at the bottom end of its trading ranges and trying to stay with the corn and the soybeans? But the other part is the cattle. I mean, the volatility in the cattle continues to increase as uncertainty about supply and demand continues to weigh on that market. So those two continue to, you know, the feeder cattle and the live cattle market continue to be in the not hot category, along with the lean hog. So it seems like it's the whole protein sector is just trying to find its way right now.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.